and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. January 6th investigators hold one last public hearing on Capitol Hill today. Democrat Adam Schiff tells CNN he expects it to culminate in a vote recommending criminal charges against former President Trump.
I don't know what the Justice Department has. I do know what's in the public record. The evidence seems pretty plain to me.
CBS's Jared Hill.
The former president lashed out against Schiff on his Truth Social platform, and he slammed the House panel as the, quote, highly partisan, unselect committee. A committee aide says after today's public meeting, the panel is expected to release an executive summary of the report and additional information about witnesses.
The Trump COVID-era Title 42 is set to expire in 2 days, lifting a hurdle for migrants hoping to make new lives in the U.S. Republican lawmakers want the Supreme Court to step in. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in El Paso, where thousands of people continue to stream in every day.
The cold was deadly, says Christopher Silva, who spent the night unsheltered.
How many people are sleeping here tonight, do you know? More or less.
Around 50.
50? If they weren't here, where would they be?
Probably outside.
Business owner Tony Gutierrez turned his recycling plant into a makeshift shelter.
What did you think when you went down?
We need more space. We need to clean up fast.
Seat belt signs were on, but that didn't prevent 36 injuries, 11 serious, aboard a Hawaiian Airlines flight that ran into severe turbulence from Phoenix to Honolulu. Airline COO John Snook.
There was no warning of this particular patch of air at that altitude was in any way dangerous. It caught everybody by surprise, which is often the case.
No word on the condition of an injured infant. Rare report of deadly violence in the Toronto suburbs. Police say five people were shot and killed in a condo building near a busy outlet mall. Constable Laura Nicole.
An interaction occurred between the suspect and our officers, and the suspect is now deceased.
No word yet on a motive. Twitter users are weighing in a new poll from Elon Musk. Question, whether they think he should resign as head of the platform. CNET's Ian Schur.
No matter who he ends up picking as a new CEO, assuming he loses the poll, that person is still going to be reporting to him, right? He's still the owner of Twitter.
Log on to Google, and today's doodle is a woman in a very big laced collar with a palette and paintbrush in hand and a vase of bright yellow flowers on her canvas. She is Judith Leister, 17th century Dutch master who was long forgotten because her art was misattributed to male contemporaries like Rembrandt. Dow futures up 100. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Yeah, it's me. Allegedly. Back to the land of the living. Welcome to the State of Common Sense. For this Monday, we are broadcasting live on our Civic Media radio stations on this December 19th, 2022, with a show likely to be heard again through the holiday break. So we'll spend a lot of time focusing on a review of what made news in 2022, along with some current headlines and a conversation or two, like about whatever took me down hard last week, causing us to miss multiple visits together. And you're still going to hear some sniffles and some coughing. And well, think of those all as just expressions of happiness to be alive and talking to you, at least in this tone of voice again, and not one that is, chomping on ibuprofen like it was candy. So we'll talk a little bit about the triple-demic that seems to have caused sniffles, aches, pains, lost time, or worse for practically every American at some point this season. We'll get back on track with discussions about, well, things like the Packers returning to action after a long layoff. Let's see, I think we're going to, around 7:30, explore how much lower legislative Republicans are willing to sink to put political games ahead of their own constituents here in Wisconsin. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly is slated to join us at 6:30. Terry Bell will join us at 7:50 from the Civic Media Newsroom. Again, assuming no further people in sick bay. If you want to reach the show, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. Our phone number is 844-967-2789 and 715-388-7155, where Aaron Zommers is manning the booth, one of the last Americans to not be taken down by this tidal wave of illness, apparently. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you. I'd like to thank my immune system for working for once in my life. I really appreciate this opportunity to exist.
Yeah, trust me, exist is probably a good way to put it, because, again, I was joking last week about having a cough and everything, but, I did not realize that between, let's see, when did we talk next on Wednesday? Well, the shows on Tuesday and Wednesday were, again, me feeling like death warmed over, and then at some point I couldn't even do that much. So, in fact, let me pause the microphone while I give a little sniffle here. All right, there we go. I've gone through enough Kleenex that you could replant the Shawamagon National Forest at this point. But the roughest part was the coughing spasms. I mean, it's not just it started as a cough, but then it just turned into, when you felt it coming, I had to hold on to the counter. By the time Oh, after a couple of days into this, I felt like I'd gone 15 rounds with Tyson, Ali, Spinks, and Foreman all together. Just the pummeling of my torso from all the coughing and such. So your roommates too? Nothing like that? Because I know around the station down there, you had a couple of different things going through, but nobody at home either for you, huh?
No, not this time. Although earlier in the season, both of my roommates did get sick. It seemed like it was just a cold because it was really not very severe at all. Neither of them had fevers. They both tested negative, still went to work and everything. But I didn't get sick then either somehow.
No, and I did the at-home COVID test. Definitely negative and never a problem with breathing itself. Just that. And again, you know, they don't test for the difference between RSV or the flu. And I've had the flu before. I know how bad it can be. But this felt a little bit different. And so I don't know exactly if it was RSV or whatever. And I was just looking at a New York Times article about, you know, how to treat the two, the RSV and the influenza. And of course, it's just like, well, we don't really know. Take whatever works. And if it works, keep taking it, which leads to the aforementioned, you know, ibuprofen and lots of rest and everything else. And spending so much more time on the couch or in bed than I ever would have thought. But it did help me to, you know, do that one thing I said I wasn't going to do, and it was watch more of the World Cup, you know, because it was on. It was that or regular American daytime TV. And I think we all know, you know, just what a cesspool that can be. So there was World Cup stuff. Did you watch the final game there?
I did. I didn't watch the whole thing, but my aforementioned roommates were watching it, and they were yelling pretty loudly. So
it was bonkers. Now here's my memo to everybody who talks about how much they love soccer and all the other soccer fans out there. Okay, the game that we saw on the final of the World Cup, when it went back and forth like that, and there were amazing saves and amazing goals, especially in the last 15 minutes of regulation and then everything else in extra time, do that all the time.
It was pretty
crazy.
You
do that all the time, you could get to be really popular here in this country, because that was amazing. It was amazing to watch the back and forth and to watch the, you know, the drama that was involved. Even the penalty kicks, which people used to say is, you know, no way to decide a World Cup. But even that was, you know, exciting. And you had, you know, Messi and going for the big thing and Mbappe for France. You had heroes. Just do that with every single game. And, you know, you kids might have a chance to catch on here in this big country.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that for France, Mbappe did 4 of the 5. Like, he kicked
the ball.
Well, that's
just it. You're carrying the whole team on your back. And yeah, that's not sustainable. But holy cow. I was surprised at how much I was entertained by that. But, you know, well, can they sustain that momentum 4 years from now? You know, we'll see. I hope so, since it's going to be here. Let's take a break, go through some more headlines and such in just a bit here on Up North News Radio.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 24, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 19. Cloudy skies, cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, highs level off around 28. About an inch of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height, currently 7 above.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, now I'm going to offer my preemptive apologies here because, again, we're doing shows the week heading into Christmas, but there is a fair chance that we're going to replay some of these shows at least the week between Christmas and New Year's, depending on holiday vacations and holiday schedules. You're going to hear things and go, wait a minute, why are we hearing this? There's a reason for it. And then we'll start fresh with the new year. But this is the time of season where folks are traveling. I hear some folks are getting sick. And then a lot of the time is spent looking back at the year and looking ahead at the year to come, because we've finally come through a crazy election season. And by the way, did I mention we have a crazy election season ahead of us coming up in February and April? So
hooray.
Yeah. Right. I tell you what, even this laugh, you talk about, you know, being sick all week here, has brought back some things. For example, my dad, who's been gone for, let's see, 3 years now. And I have now, because of this rasp, I have now completely brought back his laugh, which is both heartwarming and frightening all at the same time here. Hey, there are many ways to catch what we do. You can either, you know, watch me struggle through this, or you can listen to it in so many different ways. If you'd like to actually watch, and you go onto Facebook, you go to the Up North News Facebook page or the Facebook page of our Wausau flagship Bull Falls Radio. And in both cases, Aaron puts up the video feed of what we do, and you can catch us that way. Otherwise, if you ever miss a show on the radio and you want to go back and listen to any show, go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. When you click on any show, you will see a listing of all the recent episodes, and you can listen there, or you can click on the links to subscribe as a podcast with Apple, Spotify, all the usual places. And so this is where I again say that Up North News is an entity that is separate from Civic Media, but we really appreciate the Civic Media radio folks letting Up North News borrow this real estate weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. to tell you about the work that we do over at upnorthnewswi.com. And if you go there right now, you will see our lead story is about the new Miss America. Because up until, you know, a couple days back, she was Miss Wisconsin. But Grace Stanky is now Miss America. She was crowned with that achievement on Thursday night at the annual competition. It was held at a casino in Connecticut. It's now a scholarship competition, not the bathing beauty parade pageant that it was when it started, you know, about 100 years ago, roughly. Thankfully, things have evolved much since then. And not only is the winner from Wisconsin, but a nuclear engineering student from UW-Madison. And our Christina Laurie caught up with Grace Stanky shortly after her win and found out that Grace is not only the first nuclear engineering major to win Miss America, she's the first nuclear engineering major to ever compete for it, which tells you how time.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station. Then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
That we had never seen previously with our first three grandchildren, who are all boys. The boys are 16 and 8 and 3. And now this little girl is 9 months old. And we gave her parents a date night the other night. And she was fine for a little bit. She's always been fine around us. But then she took a little cat nap. And then she woke up and she howled. And she cried. And she cried. And we thought maybe she misses her mom and that's fine, you know. But she cried with it. Usually you can distract her. You can bounce. You can try other toys. You can try this. You can try that. And she was just not going to be consoled. You think, well, maybe she's teething. Maybe another tooth is coming in, you know. But she didn't feel warm. And you check her eyes and make sure there's good. She seems to be breathing okay. You're going through the whole checklist. You know, we've raised two kids and three other grandkids prior to this. And nothing checks out other than that she is just crying and crying. Finally, her mom comes home and takes her. And like that, the tears shut off. And she gives us both this look, this beautiful, angelic, nine-month-old girl shoots us this look like, ha, 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 I get what I want. And my wife and I both looked at each other, and then we looked back at the baby, and we looked at each other and like, I have never seen something like that before. And it was just, you are naughty, you naughty baby. But she just had this look like, got what I want. See you later. As my daughter and baby disappeared upstairs, like, all right, you win this round, baby. Next time around, you better really be hurting because we're not going to get nearly as worried or caving as we used to. So just remember that, Aaron. I mean, even at the age of 9 months, a little girl has a way of wrapping you around her finger if she wants to.
Oh, yeah. I definitely know that with my niece, Gracie. usually it's not malicious, and I'm sure 9 months old, it probably wasn't malicious, but she wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, it was, I mean, honestly, it wasn't so much that she, I mean, we've had crying babies before. Again, we've had all of that. It was just that the look was just so stunning. It was just amazing. And so I couldn't wait to pass on that story of, you know, a little girl who knows what she wants and she's going to pursue it. Hey, as I looked around at headlines over the weekend, and frankly, the couple of days that, you know, the show was off the air as well, I was really struck by one particular story here, and I don't have the original Journal Sentinel in front of me, but again. I feel like in my waning days of perusing Twitter before it just completely collapses into nothingness, there was a tweet up about a Journal Sentinel story with this big old headline about how $6 million was spent to create a COVID-19 care facility, you know, House of Corrections. And now it sits empty. And it has sat empty for more than 2 years. And the obviously the story and the placement of it, the type size and everything else just fed into that whole mindset of that money wasn't, you know, somehow wasted, misallocated in the early, you know, months of the pandemic. And I just want to say for the record here that for anybody, a person, a journalist, an editor, a host, anything, for anybody to spin careful preparation for the worst case scenario as wasteful, that is just the pinnacle of recklessness and irresponsibility and, you know, 2020 hindsight. I mean, say a prayer that we didn't need that facility and many more. Give thanks that we don't still have refrigerator trucks lined up for all of the bodies. Yeah, we made preparations when it seemed, well, not when it seemed bad, when it was bad, when the refrigerator trucks were in fact lining up outside New York City hospitals and other big city hospitals. And we saw the refrigerator trucks standing by outside of a Milwaukee hospital. And so, yes, you look for the facilities where you can isolate people in those early days when it seemed like it was spreading like wildfire, when vaccines were only a fantasy, and you prepare ahead of time. And to now say, well, it's sat empty for more than 2 years after millions of dollars are spent, is such revisionist history in terms of what we could be facing otherwise, whether it's news stories about why didn't we plan better before all of this mass death, or, you know, we took things down too soon, and then here comes a variant of it, you know, that would have been completely resistant to the vaccine. So I will never not point out how wrong it is to spin preparation as wasteful. It was absolutely, the things that were done to prepare were absolutely the right thing. The things that were done to try to mitigate spread were absolutely the right thing. And the joy and the advocacy that come with this miraculous creation of a vaccine are absolutely the right thing. We are, in some ways, so much better positioned for whenever the next thing will be, and there probably will be a next thing now of some sort. And in some other ways, we are so much worse off. We are going to be in such a bad way, in part because we have coddled. There is no other way to put it. We have coddled the people like, say, a Ron Johnson, who continue to trash the miracle that is this vaccine. We continue to coddle the politicians who want to make out COVID safeguards as some kind of, you know, government takeover, you know, Nazism of, you know, likening it to things that were done during such a terrible period, you know, 80 years ago. We have coddled these folks. I thought about this, you know, being at in a particular hotel with a teeny tiny bathroom that had, you know, we're in the shower and it's right near the bathroom door. And I was trying to envision some electrical apprentice going, well, we're going to put the light switch right here in the shower. You wouldn't let them get away with it. You wouldn't say, well, I should have the freedom or the responsibility to do it that way. No, you don't get to do that. You get to be mocked for it and ridiculed and prevented from it. And, you know, that's a level that was sorely missing from the folks whose rhetoric and whose actions cost us lives. So let's be very careful about the revisionist history on preps for this pandemic. More coming up after this on Up North News Radio.
You are listening. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Well, we're taking ourselves back to the 80s here as Kristen Lierley and I were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And of course, you had to get in that plug for Duran Duran, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Awesome. How are you? That,
I'm so good. But Monday mornings, man, Monday mornings are just like, whoa.
Well, especially when they're going to be late Monday nights because the Packers are finally back in action and it's Monday night football night out there in beautiful Green Bay.
Yes, it is. We are so pumped. This is a must win for us. So everybody, I mean, I can't wait to get out today and see everybody wearing their green and gold and just feeling the electricity in the air.
Well, that's why the green and gold flannel is out here, whereas I wasn't sure if you had a jersey or what yet, but I suppose it's early in the morning for you. Are your boys on break?
No, not until the end of the week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of them is a whole week of school.
Yeesh. Really? Yeah. They do all the way on the 23rd too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, technically that's a day of learning. I'm sure somebody's going to learn something that day.
Hardcore.
maybe not. You'll recall that Kristen and I, as we've talked about the Rock Hall of Fame induction, I hadn't seen the whole ceremony yet. And I had time to do a lot of things on my near deathbed during the past few days.
You poor thing.
Finally got to see that. But we were commenting on the break about how, I mean, Pat Benatar is, you know, 69. Dolly Parton, I think, is 76. Lionel Richie, what, 75? Is it Rob Halford from Judas Priest? All of them in their late 60s and still they're carrying a tune pretty well. I got to tell you.
Pat Benatar, she's out there in her thigh-high black boots.
Yes.
With her gray hair, literally just rocking it. Her voice sounded, I mean, it wasn't her prime voice, but her sounded absolutely wonderful. And her husband, who's her guitarist and was also inducted.
Oh my gosh.
He was shredding it.
Wow. That was amazing. So yeah, if you have access to HBO and haven't seen it yet, you have to call that up. Because at first I thought, oh, they're just going to they're going to have a lot of fun with the whole Dolly Parton thing. And Dolly couldn't have been sweeter. We have talked about that part already, how gracious she was about being there. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were in
there.
That's
what I was just going to say.
You know, you talk about immediately being brought back to the 80s and early 90s. It was what a trip, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was in college in Minneapolis at the time. And all those people, I mean, that was the center of music in this country. And then, you know, of course, they recognized Prince and how they all work together because they were members of the Time. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much, and to see how it all fits together and how it creates. I think it was Terry Lewis who said, "You don't remember what happened 20 years ago, but if I play you a song from 20 years ago, it brings back all of those memories and all of those feelings." And that's how we're so connected to music, and how it was so neat to see so many of those musicians acknowledging that we need to keep music in the schools and we need to make sure that we have access to music, because it's not just about playing an instrument or singing together, but it's about mental health. It's about how you feel. It's so much more than just a song.
And you talk about, you know, what was acceptable then versus now. We talked about Rob Halford of Judas Priest, just being able to just be his authentic self. Mm-hmm. Here's this guy who is, you know, again, with the leather and the screaming and everything. And if back in the day, if, you know, people would have been like, well, you know, he's gay, they would have been like, oh no, what are you talking about? It's like, no, he gets to be who he is, again, still as devoted to his craft as ever before, but without having to hide something about himself.
And that voice. And that I am voice. Not.
Holy, I can't believe there is a voice left in there.
It's unreal. And I am not a Judas Priest fan. I never really have had an appreciation for that type of music. But you can't deny that he is absolutely incredible. And they, too, that entire band, they were killing it. They were unbelievable up there.
They were. And look, and again, I'm not what you would call an Eminem aficionado, but I respect what he's been able to do. I know I definitely didn't in the beginning, but again, as you look back at a career, and again, with a performance like this, it's kind of like a greatest hits. In other words, you're only going to hear the best of what they did. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, the best stuff, pretty good, you know, and it was truly sad not to be able to, enjoy Carly Simon, who lost not one, but two sisters within days of each other to two different types of cancer not long before that ceremony took place. And so it was sad not to see her, because again, one of the great voices of the mid to late 70s for music.
Yeah, I loved the collaborations too. You know, going back to Eminem, how he did the piece with Steven Tyler, mm-hmm. and then Ed Sheeran did the Dido song with him.
Right.
And to see how excited they all were to be together, and like the crowd, like to see Pink in the audience losing her mind, or Gwen Stefani because of what she was seeing on stage. It's such a joy. I love to go back and just watch all of these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame things, because I just get totally sucked into that.
And we've hardly touched on the Eurythmics or Duran Duran.
Yeah. I know, my favorite.
It was a great show. Really, really want to highly recommend that. You have been traveling a lot lately, and including you've got a college graduate now in the house. Not just you.
I do. My oldest son graduated from Stevens Point with his girlfriend, summa cum laude, if I might add. Not Abe.
That's
Abe
the just graduated.
No, Rachel. Rachel graduated with high honors. She's just a brilliant student. And they are now going to go on to finish their student teaching, and they're going to be music teachers.
Oh, well, there you go. See, I believe they just got a nice endorsement on the stage there at that performance about the need for that.
Yeah, they did. And they love it. But they also recognize how hard teaching is. And, you know, to be really honest, they don't intend to teach here in Wisconsin, which is where they're from originally, because they know what the landscape is for teachers. And
well, that gets us to the really tough thing to bring up that you brought up to me while you were traveling again up on the Iron Range in northern Minnesota. And I'll just put the ball on the tee to say that you told me about listening to Minnesota Public Radio and what you heard, and, you know, its ramifications for Wisconsin. So tell folks what you heard, and then we'll take it from there.
Oh, yeah. So I was just listening to an interview with Governor Tim Walz, who I think is a brilliant leader and a former teacher himself, by the way.
And again, another Democrat just reelected to a second term himself.
Right. So they have a functional united government now. Last term, they had a divided legislature, but now they have a fully Democratic government, and an $18 billion budget surplus.
$18 billion.
So they are ready to get some serious stuff done. And one thing that they recognize is we're struggling over here. We've got a lot of issues that are making people uncomfortable and that are making it hard to live in Wisconsin. So they are opening the door, and they are creating programs. And the one program he was really highlighting was paid family leave. They're creating, or his goal is to create, a paid family leave program to attract people from states where they're maybe not so happy, and make it very obvious that Minnesota is a pretty great place to live. And of course, with me, I've got one foot in Minnesota and one foot in Wisconsin, and I can see both sides. And you can see where so many Wisconsinites have left the state, gone to Minnesota, established, and been very happy with what they've seen there. It's a brain drain that started with Scott Walker, and I think it's about to pick up speed.
Oh, without a doubt. As soon as you said that Minnesota is going to work on a way to attract even more talent, because they know they need it. Mm-hmm. We all need it. We need it from, you know, whatever laboratory you're working in, to whatever dairy farm you're working on, to, you know, wherever. We need people to replace those who are retiring. We need those who have new skills. We need those who do not have high skills, but there is such a demand for their labor, you know, and labor that isn't just taken advantage of and given the lowest possible paycheck and everything mm-hmm. else. All the things that some of Wisconsin leaders want to do, which is only going to chase more talent across the border to Minnesota. And I don't like that we're, you know, having such a downbeat conversation about this, but it's real, folks. This is as real as it gets, as this is the state next door, which since Scott Walker's election 12 years ago has consistently shown that if you do the opposite of what Scott Walker and his allies want, your economy will do better, your families will do better, your businesses will do better. And sure, you can go ahead and say, as you've said for 12 years, well, then fine, why don't you go over there? No, how about some of us stay here and fight to have a state that is forward-thinking in its planning and in the way it treats its workers, rather than kowtowing to its wealthiest and most corporate interests? There's a strategy I think we could maybe try to follow in Wisconsin here, Kristen, to keep people like your kids and you.
Oh, for sure. And I love that you use the word kowtowing, because that just is so Wisconsin.
Oh, it just is.
But, you know, we choose to live here. We love this state. This is where my family has been for generations and generations, for hundreds of years. I want to stay in Wisconsin, but I want to stay in the Wisconsin that is the traditional Wisconsin, that progressive Wisconsin, the Wisconsin that recognized that we needed workers' comp, that we needed, there were a bunch of social programs where we were first, a state income tax. A progressive tax, right?
Yep.
Yes, that is Wisconsin, not the Wisconsin that Scott Walker created for us. So I'm fighting and you're fighting and we're all fighting to get back to that place that we know and love and believe is still here, that community that we've created and that we came from. And in order to do that, we've got to change the government. We've got to change the direction that we're headed in right now.
We do. And instead, what we've got, and I'm going to have more to say about it at 7:30, is we have state Senate Republicans who say that they're willing to restart the nomination process for Governor Evers' appointees, you know, the ones they've been sitting on for 4 years, that they're willing to restart the process. Like, oh, well, you know, don't do us any favors here. And in doing so, saying, you know, some of his nominees are going to be voted down. I'm like, why? What did they do? You know, and we'll list later all the things that they could have done, which sound a lot like things Republicans are doing right now, you know, that would cause you to not deserve being renominated. But, you know, like you said, we'll have to continue to fight these battles over and over again, starting with not just the state Supreme Court race in February and April, but also all the local school board races and other bits of local government that I have a feeling you're going to be plugged into over on the northeast corner of the state. And, you know, tell us a bit about how the campaigns are going there as well.
Yes, I am. We've got a big mayoral race here in Green Bay as well. But, you know, going back to the Republicans in the state legislature, they've spent so much time and energy revisiting problems that aren't real and not solving the actual problems. We're still experiencing a pandemic. The economy has been struggling. I mean, there have been so many actual ginormous life-changing problems that have been happening. And they're like, but what about the 2020 election? You're like, no, you have work to do.
Well, there's work they should be doing. Yes. Hey, now we're going to talk again Thursday with Hometown Health. Of course, we didn't get to do it this past Thursday while I was out sick, but that just gives us one more segment to air later on. So we've got that coming up, but since that segment might be get busy, I've got all of, you know, 10 seconds to ask. Oh, I got a little bit more than 10 seconds, don't I? I got a minute and 10 seconds. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to be in Hibbing. I'm going to be working and helping out the docs up there.
Oh, see, that's how
it's okay. No, it's okay because everybody's good in my family. My kids have a place where they're going to be, and then we're going to celebrate Christmas together. We did a little bit of that yesterday because my second son came back from Japan on the same day that my first son graduated from college. Oh, so it's been a big weekend. But yeah, we're all going to do something together special during the holiday. And it doesn't matter if it's not on the day because it's not actually about the day.
Right.
It's about
holiday. That's why I'm in one city here having Christmas with one daughter. Another one's going to come a little bit later on. And Christmas Day, you know, my wife and I just might be looking at each other like, well, I guess we're going to play cribbage.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Christmas is the day you make of it, the day that you can do it. You want to hang around and do some music?
Oh, you know, I do.
Music history and such?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think you like that. I could even promise you a little Earth, Wind, and Fire if you're up for it.
Hey, hey, hey.
I think she is, folks. All right, we'll be back after this on Up North News Radio.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
We're not awake yet. Stand by. There, that should do it. All right, if you're not awake now, I don't know what else I can do for you. Earth, Wind, and Fire is what's going to do it. On this day, 1941, Maurice White was born, the singer, songwriter, producer, arranger, band leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He passed away in 2016. Earth, Wind, and Fire received 20 Grammy nominations. They were the first all-black band to sell out Madison Square Garden. And they will never not make Kristen Lyerly our own, you know, live bumper music anytime she wants to sing one of their tunes.
Those horns. Oh, my gosh. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, I know. Some of those songs I'm never going to get tired of. Never. Mm-hmm. There's some that do, but not so much others.
It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
What's that?
I said it's okay to be wrong sometimes, you know, for those people who do get tired of it.
There you go.
But if anytime you put the song September on, immediately I go, oh, I could be in the worst mood ever. And I'm like, oh, it's September.
It works. It totally works. Yep. On this day in 1957, Elvis Presley was served his draft notice. Much to the dismay of his fans, he joined the U.S. Army's 32nd Tank Battalion based in Germany and got those infamous locks cut into a buzz cut. Let's see. President Clinton's impeachment was this day in 1998. 1970, Elton John had his first U.S. hit. Kristen, you know which one it is?
Benny and the Jets.
No. This feeling inside. There you go with your song.
Oh, thanks.
No, not your song. I mean, the song, it's called Your Song.
Oh, it's your song.
Yes. Yeah. topped out at number 8 on the charts, and he had one or two more after that, and continues to.
Good on him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one more you might have heard of, a little group called the Supremes. They, on this day in 1964, what a year for them, they already had their third number one single of the year with this one. A little bit of Come See About Me from this day in 1964 with Diana Ross. Again, did all right for herself, you know, even after the group got all done. How do you explain her to the other people? She was the Beyonce of her time, you know.
I had never thought about her like that, but you're so right.
The Supremes were her Destiny's Child, you know. I always wonder about that, about the ones who leave a group. Some come back to the group. Some, once they're gone, it's like you never see them again. And you always wonder what was the, you know, if there was more of a backstory to it. The best example of that for me, speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was Steve Perry and Journey. and how when they split, I mean, they split that even in their Rock Hall of Fame induction ceremony, of course, you can't put them in the Rock Hall of Fame without him. He is the reason why, even though he was like not one of the original band members, they had a parting of the ways. So he came out from like a separate wing of the stage, if I remember right, and joined them on the podium for like, you know, a few seconds. You know, they all smiled and everything, and then they went their separate ways again. And it's like
separate ways. Were they worlds
apart? Yeah. Let's see. You're a quick one, Lyerly. You're a quick one.
Someday love will find you.
Yep. you had that. Then you had, you know, Lindsey Buckingham was fired from Fleetwood Mac a couple of years back. And I mean, I know he's one volatile person, so I can only imagine what it was like behind the scenes there. Mm-hmm. You had, and some get back together. I mean, you remember how big the Eagles breakup was at the time. It seemed like there was no way they're going to get back together. You just had to give it 14 years of seasoning after 14 years, you know.
And then they named their comeback tour the Hell Freezes Over Tour.
Yes. And guess what? It made them mega millionaires all over again that they said, you know, hey, maybe this reunion thing, maybe putting our differences aside is not such a bad thing. That's, see, mm-hmm. See politicians, all we got to do is make it worth it. Right now, they make more money fighting than they do, you know, reuniting and getting back together. We need to turn the tables around. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a way we can we tie a politician's financial compensation to actually doing something good and something right?
Oh,
they'll find a loophole.
When Aaron speaks, it's always something worth hearing. He's like E.F. Hutton.
Yes, it is. Aaron has no idea who E.F. Hutton is. Boy, that too is.
You're right. I have no idea who that is.
See, that's going way, way back. I asked about Christmas before. Do you have a New Year's tradition?
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm. We were at the Civic Media little shindig in Madison a couple of weekends back, and it was at the Concourse Hotel, and they had the listing of what they're doing for New Year's Eve. And it was just almost heartwarming. It was such an old fashioned. Now it sounds like old fashioned. Like they're going to get together. You're going to have this multi-course dinner with, you know, these desserts. This band is going to play. You're going to get champagne. All these things that just, you know, it's your classic New Year's Eve celebration that feels like nobody does anymore. Because, well, first, you know, COVID, people gathering, but even then, just everybody gathering to watch a band and have a nice dinner, it feels like we don't do that.
Mm-hmm. We usually do like fondue and we're together with the kids. We'll watch the ball drop in New York City, something like that. You know, maybe some champagne, but nothing hard and fast. But we usually do a home thing. But I had little kids for a super long time, so it was really hard for us to get out and be out that late. With four little kids.
No, and I didn't know if you had, if you typically got a sitter or, you know, if there was a Green Bay thing that you like to do.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. Getting a sitter for four little boys.
Oh, God, I can only imagine. So you didn't have like the regular sitter for years or whatever. It was always kind of whoever you could find.
Oh, yeah. It was random. We pieced it together.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the age difference between the oldest and the youngest?
Almost 10 years. The oldest two are 18 months apart, and there's a 5-year gap. And then the youngest two are 2.5 years apart.
Okay.
So they really are like, they're not that bad. And they're actually really good kids. It's just a lot of kids, and mm-hmm. getting a sitter for four kids is expensive.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it feels, for me, it was a little bit different. I mean, I think sitters still cost a quarter back then, when we had kids. And Sherry growing up on a farm, you know, the oldest of six, I mean, there was just like, well, you could just lock them in the barn with the cows for a night. You know, come back.
They felt comfortable there. It was
warm. Yeah, exactly. You just curl up in a hay bale or something like that. No, for them, it was like the big thing was, you know, the one who got like the best grades or whatever, you know, got to drive tractor, but you couldn't drive tractor till you were nine. Like, what? I'm sorry, what? Nine?
Well, you had to reach the pedals, Pat.
Well, I'm just saying, nine. I don't know if at 19 I would let one of my kids, you know, drive a tractor, but they have different rules on the farm. than
totally
we did.
Different way of growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Tractors aren't too hard to drive, though.
What's this?
Tractors aren't too bad to drive, though. I feel like, I don't know, not too bad.
You got to eat that whole thing about keeping them straight. If you don't keep the row straight, you're in big trouble. But that's a whole different.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Youth Advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at
YAPinc.org. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.